Week 2, Saturday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh's song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his, because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea of what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us listen to God's voice and enter his rest. Be honest now, do you believe all this? To be quite frank, I've heard the arguments and know this much, that nothing else makes sense of everything. But then I'd be remiss to say that settles it, since voices hiss, "Look at your life, you fool, and don't be dense." To say it's rational is an offense. You really feel you're on the road to bliss? Well, yes, I do, I think. It all depends on what went on in that great Sabbath pause. If on that night the tombstone rolled away from nothing but a useless shroud that lay upon the floor, then it's all right, because, in spite of everything, he called us friends. First Nocturne. Master, we have sinned just as our ancestors did. Psalm 106, Part 1. Thank Yahweh, because he is good, and his mercy lasts forever. Can anyone tell all of Yahweh's mighty deeds? Who can give him the praise that he deserves? The real blessing is to do the right thing and to act virtuously at every moment. Please remember me, Yahweh, with the favor you show your people, and bestow your rescue upon me, so that I will see how your chosen people prosper and share the happiness of the nation that belongs to you. True, we have sinned just as our ancestors did. We have done wrong. We have committed evil deeds. And our ancestors in Egypt did not understand your miracles and did not remember the vast number of your merciful acts. They even rebelled against the supreme God by the Red Sea. But still he saved them for the sake of his own name, so that he would reveal his mighty power. He shouted at the Red Sea, and it dried up, and he led them straight through its depths as if it were a desert. He pulled them out of the grasp of those who hated them and set them free from their enemies' clutches. The water engulfed their enemies, and there was not one of them left. And then they believed what he had said and sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait to ask him for guidance. They gave way to their cravings in the desert and defied God in the wilderness. And he gave in to what they asked, but sent a weakening disease into their lives. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, we have sinned just as our ancestors did. Please, Master, help us not to forget all you have done for us. Part 2. Then when they were jealous of Moses in the camp, and also of Aaron, God's holy representative, the earth opened and swallowed Dathan, and covered the faction of Abiram. And fire broke out against that group, and the flames consumed those evil people. But then they made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the image they had forged, and in this way exchanged their glory for the image of a bull, a thing that eats grass. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had performed miracles in Egypt, and who did astounding things in the land of Ham, and performed awesome feats by the Red Sea. And so he said that he would destroy them, except that Moses threw himself between them to turn his fury aside and keep him from demolishing them. But then they scorned the pleasant land and refused to believe his promise. They complained there inside their tents and would not listen to Yahweh's voice. And so he finally raised his hand and swore against them that he would let them die there in the desert, and that their descendants would die among the nations scattered over every land. They also bowed in submission to Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. And this provoked his anger at what they were doing, and a plague broke out among them. But then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague ended. And this was attributed to him as virtue for every generation forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, help us not to forget all you have done for us. May we not be contaminated by the people with whom we must live, Master. Part 3. Again they angered him at the spring of Meribah, and even Moses suffered because of them, because they rebelled against his spirit and forced rash statements from his lips. Also they did not destroy the peoples living there, though Yahweh had issued commands about them. And they lived together with the Gentiles and learned their behavior. They gave service to their idols, which were a snare that caught their feet. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to these demons, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their own sons and daughters, sacrificing them to the idols of Canaan, and defiling the land with their blood. And they contaminated themselves by their own actions, and acted as prostitutes by what they did. And that is why Yahweh's anger flared up against his people, so that he loathed his own heritage. And he handed them over to the Gentiles and let people who hated them rule over them. And their enemies pressed them down, and they were made slaves to them. He set them free many times, but they still refused to take advice from him and were beaten down for their sins. But in spite of this, he still paid attention to their torment and listened to their cries. And for their sake he remembered his treaty and relented in his overflowing mercy. He even won pity for them from those who held them captive. Please save us, Yahweh our God, and gather us in from among the Gentiles, so that we will thank your holy name and take pride in praising you. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from eternity to eternity. All the people are to say amen to this. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May we not be contaminated by the people with whom we must live, Master. Master, please show me your ways and teach me to walk in your footsteps.